May is a very busy time of year for gardening. Lawns need to be mowed often, and vegetable starts are poking through the soil. This is also when weeds are spreading and taking root. Some, like the giant hogweed, are very dangerous. KPLU's Jennifer Wing tells us how King County's noxious weed program is trying to wipe out these and other harmful invaders.
Giant hogweed can make a run-in with poison ivy seem like a small mosquito bite. Sasha Shaw, an educator with King County's Noxious Weed Program, says people who try to remove it without wearing protective clothing and safety glasses can suffer for a very long time.
Giant hogweed's juice makes your skin hypersensitive to sunlight, and then the sunlight causes burns and blisters that are kind of watery and painful, and then can cause sort of reddish-purplish scarring that can last for sometimes up to several years.
On this particular day, Shaw is out with Karen Peterson, a noxious weed specialist. Peterson drives around King County on the hunt for invasive plants.
We used to have, close to 1,000 sites of giant hogweed in King County. Now we're down to about 300, 200 or 300 sites. So take a right here.
In its glory, hogweed can grow up to 20 feet.
When it gets to its full height, it's just pretty amazing. It's hard to miss.
With its jagged leaves and huge umbrella of white flowers, it looks like it belongs in a Dr. Seuss book. It's often mistaken for an artichoke plant, gunnera, and even rhubarb. Peterson spots a small crop of them along a creek and shoreline near some apartments. These are about 4 feet tall.
I don't think they will flower this year.
As with most invasive plants, giant hogweed arrived in the U.S. under more welcoming circumstances. It was popular with gardeners 30 years ago for its striking appearance. It comes from Russia and Asia. In fact, Sasha Shaw says Joseph Stalin ramped up giant hogweed production when he discovered parts of it can be eaten.
And so he thought, oh, this will be great food for our cows because we want Soviet cattle to eat Soviet plant. Unfortunately, they'll eat it, but it causes their milk and their meat to be bitter. Plus, it causes these burns and blisters, right? So it's bad for the farmers. And so it was a huge disaster. And then the plant just invaded and spread even further than it would have normally because of all of that.
Giant hogweed is one of 38 Class A noxious weeds in King County. This means they're in small enough numbers that there's a good chance they can be wiped out for good. If you think you have some of this growing in your garden, don't let it touch your skin or eyes. Put it in sturdy trash bags, skip the yard waste, and take it to the garbage. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.